opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Brock. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat 40. I'm with Anoush Sariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Brophanser, and...
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And here we are back once again with the Rusty Satellite Show. This is Rick Redding, your host. Always trying to bring you, not trying, I do it. I bring you the most interesting people in the Ville each and every week right here on the show. I appreciate all those who have been reaching out to me lately and talking about the show. It's really exciting to do a project like this. I'm on my third year, believe it or not, and it was just a year ago I saw one of those little Facebook reminders. You know, we had a 100th show party out at Louie Louie's in J-Town right about a year ago. So anyway, it's a lot of fun doing this show, and I really appreciate it. It has led to the launch of other shows, including a podcast for the Jeffersontown Chamber, which I'm very proud of. This week, I have a woman named Melissa Marvel on the show talking about the Zoom group and a great charitable event out at the Gaines Lodge. It happens Thursday night. If you're listening to this on Thursday, it happens tonight on that benefits the Zoom group, which provides jobs for people with disabilities. It's a really great thing, along with Matt Meunier, who is in charge of a lot of the physical things you see out in J-Town. Like right now, have you been out to the Hurstbourne, where the Bluegrass Parkway entrance to the Bluegrass Commerce Park? There's a lot of work going on out there. Matt sort of explains what's going on there, so that's really cool. And then this show, this Rusty Satellite Show, has also led to the launch of a great new project for people who like to drink and eat. It's called EatDrinkTalk.net. EatDrinkTalk.net, you can find my co-host Steve Coombs and I talk to interesting people in the culinary and drinking worlds. This week, it's a really good show. Steve has Michael Reedy from the Irish Rover. You might remember him from being on this show. And I have a guy from Chicago who is handling one of the biggest events in town this week. It's called Whiskey Live, and his name is David Sweet, and I encourage you to tune in on Friday to listen to that great show. I know Steve's been on the road. He's got a lot to talk about, a lot of things he's been doing, and I actually have a great dinner tonight at Equus that I'm looking forward to that is a part of what's going on with that show. So isn't that exciting? There's a lot of stuff going on. I sort of had to pause to take a little bit of a deep breath. Last week was such a big week for this city, and it's tough to say how important or how unique and how special the Muhammad Ali funeral procession and remembrance at the Yum Center was. If you didn't get a chance, I'm sure it's all over YouTube. Last week I had John Ramsey on the show, and John did a tremendous job as one of the eulogists at the funeral. I was particularly liked what he came up with on his speech, and if you listen to the show, you can hear him explain how he sort of began coming up with what he was going to say, and he certainly came through. His big line was that the service to others is the rent you pay for your time here on earth. And he said, Muhammad Ali, your rent is paid. And certainly was. It was certainly a great thing to remember all the things about Ali's life that you know, it wasn't all a bed of roses. In fact, this week, the Courier-Journal had to, they printed an editorial apologizing for back in the 60s when they, as a policy of the newspaper, refused to call Ali by the name he had chosen. If you know, Cassius Clay was his birth name, and he had made a decision to convert to Islam and become Muhammad Ali. And a lot of, Courier wasn't alone. There were a lot of people, a lot of organizations in the media who refused to acknowledge that the guy had changed his name. And it's a lot of things that happened back then are hard to imagine now, but that is certainly one of them. I also really enjoyed Billy Crystal's talk at the Yum Center thing, and Bryant Gumbel was great, and you know, it was just an incredible experience for people in Louisville. And so That was so much activity. We're just sort of got to take a deep breath now. It's summertime. The heat is on. It's all time to regroup. And, you know, there's a lot more going on in Louisville. It's a heck of a city, and a lot of things going on this week I'll talk about in the second part of the show. First up, before we get to our guest, though, I want to mention the Eye Care Institute, one of our fine sponsors on this show. They can do LASIK down there. They do regular eye exams. You can call them at 502-589-1500. It's where I go to get my eyes. I got some contacts. I'm scheduled to go in and talk to them about LASIK. And it's just a great place, right down there on Story Avenue when you get off the interstate. So go down and talk to them. Tell them Rusty Satellite sent you in there, and that would be great. The Eye Care Institute. All right, so let's get on to our guest. My first guest, this interview actually took place a week ago, and I pushed it back to fit John Ramsey in. But what a fascinating guy Andy Bleeden is. He is the developer behind the Butchertown Marketplace and has a number of new projects on the drawing board, including bringing a Saigon sandwich shop, I think they're calling it, or it's a Vietnamese restaurant right down there, right downtown. It's right across, like, from Plumber Supply on Main Street. It's going to be great. And Andy is a funny guy. He said, I only develop properties I can ride my bike to. And he lives down there near the Butchertown area. And I tell you, if you haven't been into the Butchertown Market, there's a lot going on there. The Work the Metal Shop, there's a lot of unique gift items and clever gifts, I guess. I guess you would say, in there. They've also got Cellar Door Chocolates in there, which is really great. You know, we had Erica Gravez-Chaviano, hope I pronounced that right, on the show a while back, as well as Matt Jamie of Bourbon Barrel Foods. So there's a lot of activity, a lot of other businesses in there, including the offices of the Kentucky MS Society on the second floor. And I'll talk about that in the second part of the show with my guests Mary Carabella and Suzanne Thompson. They have a big event coming up that I am participating in. It's called the Bike MS, and I'm going to have to ride 25 miles. But as you'll hear in the interview, there are plenty of rewards for making it through. And I hope I will be putting something up on LouisvilleKY.com soon. And if you see me, I will be approaching you about donating to the cause of MS so that I can make the money I need to make and participate in the ride. It's really a great event. They've been doing it for years. And you'll hear all about it in the second interview in the show. But first up, we've got Andy Bleeden down in the Butchertown Market. I went down there. I met him for the first time and really enjoyed that conversation. So here it is.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
Rest of Satellite Show today is down at a great place, the Butchertown Market, with Andy Bleeden. Andy, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Well, I know I've had almost everybody else in the building on the show besides you. I know Matt Jamie and Erica over at Cellar Door Chocolates, but you're the guy that runs the place. It's a really impressive facility.
Thank you. Thank you. This used to be the Magic Flick Soap Factory.
It was
built in 1880. It's about 85,000 square feet. And my business partner and CFO is Jack Mathis, and about 13 years ago he had the idea of starting a retail store here.
Okay.
And I told him I would rather eat a bowling ball. But he had this idea, and it's a great idea, and so he started Work the Metal, and we started in about 500 square feet of space, and now the retail space is about 12,000 square feet, and Work the Metal's expanding another 3,000 square feet, and, you know, Cellar Door Chocolate started off in about 600 square feet, and they have 5,000, and Bourbon Barrel Food started out in 1,500 square feet, and now they have about 15,000.
Wow.
I mean, it's wild.
Well, I'm sure it's been a great ride to be on, and of course, you're directing it. I want to ask you, before we get into the business part, the interesting thing you told me, you actually have to have properties that are in biking distance, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I commute on my bike every day. So, and, you know, it's one of the things that I like to try to do is, you know, I like to reduce my carbon footprint. I think that's important to be environmentally aware. I have 378 solar panels on the Butchertown Market building, which makes it the largest array in Louisville of any private developer.
Are they on the roof?
They're on the roof.
Wow.
I've got about an acre and a half of roof upstairs, and it's wild. So I just feel like, you know, talk is cheap and action is everything. Yeah. And also I like saving money.
Yeah. Now, those solar panels, do they provide the power?
They provide about 15 to 20% of the power. And they're actually, so the chocolate that's all made here is solar powered. And the soy sauce that's brewed here is solar powered.
Wow.
So
that's really cool.
Yeah, so that's fun. So, but no, I hop on my bike in the morning and I ride and you know.
How far is that now?
It's depending on which way I go. It's either 1.2 miles or 2.6 miles.
Well, that's perfect. I think I'd be leaning toward the 1.2.
Well, I can't tote you. My mom said I can't tote anybody.
I can ride on the handlebars.
As long as we don't get caught. So, but I do. I do stuff on Bardstown Road, and I do stuff on in Clifton and Crescent Hill, and I do stuff in Butchertown.
Okay,
and
wow.
That's my area.
As a developer, I know you've got some really cool projects. I want to hear about the new one.
Yeah,
you said Butcher Block.
Yeah, so Butcher Block is 9 buildings. There's 7 shotguns and a 2-story, and then a building that was the ABC Welding Company. So it's an old welding building. And we're taking the welding building, which is about 2,400 square feet, and we're making it Pha Ba Lu, which is a Vietnamese restaurant. It's Saigon street food. And I'm really excited because I love Vietnamese food, and I think it'll be a great fit. And then next to that is a company called Food Craft, which is artisan gifts and gourmet gift items. It's really cool. And then next to that is Stag and Dough, which is kind of a modern furniture retail store, and it's also an interior design studio. And then next to that is going to be High Five Donuts, which is the world's greatest donut, which I really don't need. And then,
well, I did enjoy the chocolate here earlier, so you know, it's all about
the chocolate's amazing. And then, we have a coffee shop coming, and we have, and all of these 9 properties, all of their backyards run together to form a courtyard, and you can see downtown Louisville from the courtyard.
So where exactly is this for it our
is,
listeners? That
it's 1007 to 1019 East Main, across from Plumber Supply.
Oh yeah. Oh,
so it's right. It's like a mile from downtown.
Wow.
So it's, and we're you know, these buildings were in gross disrepair and were falling down. I mean, 2 of the buildings had been vacant for 40 years. Like, cats wouldn't even live there. So
how do you acquire something like that? I mean,
God's mad at you. No. Okay. No, I think, you know, I mean,
there weren't for sale signs out in front of them.
No.
How do you put that together?
There was a fella that had this dream of fixing him up, a guy by the name of Bruce McCann, who's a really good guy, and he owns a company called Coral Properties. And they mostly do residential, but they do commercial also. And he took the project on, and I think he realized that he doesn't have the same conduit of prospects and tenants that I have.
Okay.
So, and he's a friend of mine, and he came to me and said, hey, I'd like to see you do this project, and he gave me his idea, and I'm basically copying his idea.
Well, there you go.
So I bought it from him.
What's the schedule for it? I mean, it's nothing happening yet.
Stag and Doe's open.
Oh, okay.
I say they're open. The interior design shop's open, but the furniture store is opening on June 25th. And then probably around July 15th, Food Craft and Five Alu is going to open. And then every month or 2 months, the other nine buildings will, you know, I have eight of the nine buildings leased out.
Wow.
Sort of, it's crazy, but it's great. I mean, it's gonna be really cool.
I guess people
cool.
just want to be down in that area.
Butchertown's awesome. It's just such a great neighborhood, and it's so much fun to be here. And you know, only in Louisville, you know, can you have a place that has this unbelievable location. It's close to Bardstown Road, and it's close to the parks, and it's close to downtown Louisville, and it's close to Frankfort Avenue, and you know, it's the most convenient place that there is. And then you can, you know, we go at lunch across the walking bridge, you know, I'll ride my bike across the walking bridge at lunch, and you know, it's just, it's nirvana. I mean, it's Shangri-La, baby.
Well, it seems you must have sort of a knack for finding these what I'll say is quirky retailers. I mean when you say Fabalu, it's what Vietnamese, Saigon?
Yes, it's Vietnamese. It's Saigon street food. So it's going to be like pho, which is a noodle soup, and it's going to be banh mi sandwiches, and it's going to be spring rolls and Vietnamese summer rolls. And, you know, and I hate to tell you, I've never had pho. And I'm totally willing to, you know, lease to a restaurant.
Well,
and I can't wait. And I can tell you, when I have the pho at Pho Balu, it will be the best pho I've ever had.
Exactly.
Right?
First and best.
First and best.
So all these other properties you control or you own, we help these retailers, right? I mean, you must be a pretty good landlord, I guess.
Well, I have, you know, the secret to my success is I have great tenants. Mm-hmm. So I have these tenants that are creative and they're motivated and they're hardworking and they have great ideas and they run these great businesses. And the thing is, I get a lot of them when they come to me early on. So what I'm able to do is, you know, I'm able to put them in a position to be successful because I'm business partners with them, even though I don't own any part of their business.
Sure.
Because their success is my success. Well, the best thing that can happen for me is that a company grows and expands in my locations.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time because I have these great retailers.
Well, certainly. I mean, if you look at Matt and Erica back here, right here near where we're sitting, you know, I guess they're perfect examples.
They are. I mean, they're great. And then, you know, I did business. I own the Holy Grail and the Grail House.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is an absolute amazing, iconic Louisville destination. And so I got to work with Laurie Beck and Tyler Trotter on that. And I just recently sold those guys the building. So now they own the whole thing.
Wow. So that's the ultimate success, is having the people you brought into business take over and get you out of the way, right?
No, not necessarily. I still like owning my real estate. It just made sense for them to own it.
Well, very good. Well, before I let you go, we're coming down to the end. I know this is, you know, the talk of the town this week is about Muhammad Ali, and I know you actually came in contact with the champ.
I love the champ.
Tell me this great.
Well, you know,
story
my dad used to be head of the sports commission, so he got to know Ali, and Ali liked my dad and stuff. And there are so many thousands of Ali stories. I mean, he touched so many people, and I loved Ali. I was with him when I was 12 years old, and they had a big celebration for him, and I have a beautiful signed photograph from him. And he was just very charismatic. And I was about 24, 25 years old, and I was working for a medical supply company, and I was flying Southwest, and Ali was in Chicago getting ready to fly back from Louisville, and he didn't have any entourage or anything. He was handing out, you know, his Islam pamphlets and stuff. And I went up to him, and people were just mobbed around him. I said, "Hey, champ," I said, he kind of looked tired. You know, the beginning of Parkinson's was happening. And and so I said, "Hey, champ, let me sit next to you. You sit on the window, and I'll kind of shield people from you." Of course, you know, I got to have the champ all to myself for a 50-minute ride from Chicago to Louisville, and I talked to him a little bit about the fights that he had, and he's such an extraordinary guy. And I said, I know you met the Beatles in Miami when they came to visit you. And he said, you know, I didn't even know who those guys were. You know, they just, I'd never heard the Beatles. And I said, you were friends with Elvis and used to visit with him in Vegas. And he said, yeah, I was. I said, tell me about what was Elvis like? I mean, you're the champ. And Elvis was the king. So the champ and the king together, two of the greatest personalities of the 20th century. What was Elvis like? And he leaned over to me and he said, Elvis loved pussy more than any man I've ever seen in my life. That is my Muhammad Ali story. I was flabbergasted. But I guess it's true.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
And it's Rick Redding. I'm back on the Rusty Satellite Show, and it's always a pleasure to talk to a guy like Andy Bleeden, who is making things happen, doing a lot of stuff here in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, I think every time I think I know everybody that's anybody in town, I meet somebody like Andy, who is quite a unique individual and a lot of fun to be around and getting some important stuff done. I can't wait to try that Vietnamese restaurant down there and see what he does with a butcher block. Right down there on Main Street. So very, very cool. So anyway, I talked earlier about getting through the week with the Ali funeral stuff and everything, and here we are with a brand new week of things to do. I will tell you, one of the coolest things in town this week is the Whiskey Live event. A lot of people, I don't think they did a great job of publicizing what was going on, but it's out at the Marriott East this weekend, and it's a complete weekend of tasting. If you're into whiskey or bourbon or scotch or any of those things, we're going to talk about that a lot on Eat, Drink, Talk this week, so I encourage you to tune into that. But be aware, this is a big international event. A lot of people from out of town are coming in and really looking forward to Whiskey Live. So, again, what else is going on this week? I tell you, this is just me, but I think it's a big deal. Friday night at the Horseshoe Casino, Huey Lewis and the News. The Heart of Rock and Roll is still beating over in Southern Indiana. I will be in attendance because Huey's on my list of favorite artists. I love going, and I'm taking Paula, and she's never seen Huey before. I know the last time I remember Huey being anywhere near Louisville was when he was at that, I don't know, what did they call that thing at Churchill Downs? It was Rockapalooza or something, some big festival. They had a big festival, a lot of bands in the infield at Churchill Downs. It was a great event. Couldn't sustain it, of course. It wasn't financially viable. But I went and saw Huey there, and if you haven't ever seen, Huey is like, he's an amazing icon. He still looks a lot like he did, 20, 30 years ago. He's aged well is what I'm trying to say. As opposed to some members of his band, and as he's kept his band together, he does like 200 dates a year, and as a traveling band, they do. They got a lot of hits that are fun to see. But Louis, you know, Huey is still pretty thin. He still gets around well on stage. So you know, a lot of these acts that that have been around for 30 years or so, they're not as good as they used to be. But I would say I'm looking forward to seeing Huey again. I think it'll be like the third time in my life, but love the music of Huey Lewis and the News. So be over at Horseshoe Casino on Fridays to see that. Another big thing I'm looking forward to this weekend is Father's Day. I always look forward to Father's Day. You know, fatherhood has been a big a big part of my life, a great decision I guess that I made. I can't remember if I ever decided to be a father or if it decided to happen to me. But my three sons are just doing great. I'm proud of every one of them. Nick, who has been on this show, you know, he's the artistic one. He is over in Italy at a place called the Academy dell'Arte, and he is learning all kinds of cool stuff about the theater, including he's learned to be a mime, he's done trapeze, he's participated in a lot of performances and productions over there and just loves it. He's in his element. Very proud of him. And of course Josh Was also on the show after he graduated from U of L with his degree in computer engineering from Speed School. He now lives in Denver with his lovely wife, Sarah. Very proud of him and what he's been able to do in terms of being independent and on his own. And he is just thriving. He came back a couple weeks ago for the wedding of one of his buddies. And it was really cool to see him again. I'm not accustomed yet to not having him around and playing golf with him and all that. So I miss him. And then, of course, Luke is still in town. Luke's 18 and very, very proud of that young man. We do a lot of things together, including, you've probably seen on Facebook, our Pizza Club adventures, where we try to visit different pizzerias around town and never go to the same one twice. That's the key. Anyway, I unfortunately probably won't see Nick or Josh on Father's Day, but you know, that leaves more responsibility for you, Luke. So anyway, that's it. I can say that. I know Luke never listens to the Rusty Satellite Show, but I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do. So you know, Father's Day is you know, it doesn't get the acclaim, I guess, in my view, that Mother's Day does, but very important nonetheless. And it's a really great time to reflect on, you know, if you're a father, on being a father and what that means. And very proud of my young men, and hope you are too. If you're a father, I hope you get to celebrate in the way you like. I really wish that those guys would be in town to play golf, but anyway. I've always encouraged them, all my boys, to be independent and do their thing. And of course, Nick and Josh have done their thing and taken their show to other cities. And we'll see how that goes for them. Anyway, very proud of them and all that. So anyway, that's the other thing that's going on Father's Day. Now, on a serious note, I just want to make a comment about the political situation involving, you know, last Sunday in Orlando, there was this tragic mass shooting, 50 people dead, another 50 or so injured. The number may have changed by the time you hear this. And unfortunately, I think, you know, there's a lot of analysis going on trying to figure out what the shooter had in mind in terms of was he just hating on gays, was this a anti-American thing, but it's tragic nonetheless. And of course it's ignited the gun control debate, and you know, I'll just tell you right now, I'm on the side of I can't figure out why someone for hunting or some normal purpose would need a automatic, semi-automatic, or a attack gun. You know, restrictions on the types of guns that are available, you know, I'm all for. I just don't understand why somebody would defend the idea that that somebody you know, within a day or two can go in and buy one of these weapons that can kill mass numbers of people in a short time, and say, you know, that there shouldn't be some restrictions on those sales. And that, you know, maybe you think that's a political thing. Like it or not, this has become a political issue. And you know, the thing that maybe bothers me most about our country is the reaction. The you know, we now have two presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and Trump's reaction to this thing was like the worst thing he could say and the most embarrassing thing he could make. And the problem is, I think he's proud of it. It's not like he never slips. You know, it's not a mistake. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. It's never that. You know, he said basically Trump said, thanks for congratulating me for predicting this was going to happen. OK. And then he went on, you know, later on, he attacked Obama and he attacks Clinton. And I just think that reasonable people cannot think this way. If you think that way, I don't know that we're going to be able to have any sort of relationship with each other. Fortunately, I don't know. I've been watching some of the stuff on Facebook. Not many people are coming out really siding with you know, this horrible attitude that Trump's has, that the solution is to ban Muslims from coming in, to you know, he's certainly not sympathetic to the plight of those in the LGBT community. And the more reasonable people in our country, and even in our community, Mayor Fisher this week is walking in the in a gay pride event. This is, you know, sort of the weekend for that. I'm certainly hopeful nowhere in the country we have any more episodes of killing. But certainly I'm glad the gay pride things are going on. I think they, you know, they should not be intimidated or change their plans because of this one lunatic in Orlando. And it's, I don't pretend to have a solution. I know none of the politicians involved have a solution to this problem of maniacs getting loose with guns and killing lots of people at one time. That's not a there's not a piece of legislation you could sign into law and eliminate that. I think the goal of President Obama and some of the reasonable politicians is to put limits on access to guns. And, of course, the NRA and all those people freak out when you say that, but that's the way I feel. So, anyway, let's move on to our second interview. And it's a more fun thing. I met Mary Carabella of the MS Society a few weeks ago. I think it was at my Cocktails with Champions event. It was at a Third Turn Brewery. And we talked about getting the Rusty Satellite Show and myself involved in the Bike MS event that's coming up next week, the June 25th. I'm going to ride 25 miles on my bike, and I've been trying to train, and you know, it's hard to find time to get on the bike, but I'm going to be ready. I can do 25 miles, I know, and trying to raise a little money. So certainly when I approach you about giving me a little money to donate to MS for this cause, it's great. It is a spectacular event, as you'll hear from Mary and Suzanne Thompson, who's the head of the local MS Society. It's a great fundraiser for those people and a great opportunity. I don't quite get the mixing of drinking alcohol and riding a bike, you know, but I do have to finish the bike before the drinking starts. So that's certainly a part of the deal. But you'll hear in the interview how you get signed up, or if you want to ride with me, that'd be great. And or if you want to just participate in some way in the event. We're starting out at the Water Tower, I understand, and going from there. So it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about that event and what MS is all about, and the important work that the people at the MS Society do. So here's my interview with Mary and Suzanne.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect, but the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was gonna do anyway. When they say, "We take the time to care," they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
Okay, well, let's get started. Let's talk about this. Mary Carabella, you are the Director of Development,
yes.
I think, here for MS, mm-hmm. The MS Society, which is a very important cause. And you have successfully talked me into participating in your Bike MS thing coming up.
That's awesome.
Tell me all about it.
So it's a two-day event, June 25th, 26th. And we start about 6 in the morning, and the ride starts about 7:30. There's a 25, 50, and 100-mile route that you can choose. So are you thinking about the 100-mile, Rick?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm nothing. I'm gonna watch you and cheer you on at a rest stop.
Well, a few years ago, I would have been all in for the 100 miles, but I think 25 might be enough.
Okay, and then Saturday, and then Sunday we have a 25 and 50 mile.
Okay.
So two choices. So you can either do one day or both days. And then, of course, we have breakfast in the morning. We have Chris Cakes. He'll be serving breakfast. And then we have, for lunch, we'll have Jason's Deli. We'll have Smoke Hogs Barbecue okay. on Saturday. And then lots of bourbon and beer.
Ah. Now
which
you're
is
talking.
The I real, just, yeah.
I can ride 25 miles for that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all, I mean, we get it all donated. So it's, you know, just no cost to us, which
okay,
is great.
So who's donating all this stuff?
I think Suzanne can probably talk more about that as to who.
Well, we have such great community partners. I think that you know Ballaton Whiskey very well. Four Roses. We are so happy to have Smoke Hogs back. Mm-hmm. The list just goes on and on, but we're so happy to be supported by some of the best community partners in the area.
What other bourbon we have? We have Jefferson Reserve.
Jefferson Reserve.
We have
Flat 12. We have
Flat 12
West
Beer.
Six.
Wow. Okay. So if I make it through this 25 miles,
we will treat you well.
You are not going to be thirsty.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we going from? Where are we starting? Where are we ending?
We're starting at the Water Tower, and then we're not going into Southern Indiana this year because of the crazy construction.
That's a good idea.
So
I don't like going over there anyway.
Rick! I was supposed to say that.
We're going to take you on a lovely trip through Kentucky, through the rolling hills of, we're going to go up through Anchorage, through Finchville, and we're going to take you through Shelbyville, and then turn you around and come back. So you're going to get to see a few historic landmarks, some of our Olmsted parks. Going to be a lovely trip.
Okay.
And then Sunday we go out to on the other side of town, so we hit Chickasaw Park and then Farnsley Mormon.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Been out there too. So,
yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. Do I got to be prepared to go fast?
No, this is not a race. This is a at your leisure. We have rest stops along the way, which are parties in and of themselves. People decorate the area. They'll have music. They'll have drinks, no alcohol on the route. Sorry, Rick.
Okay.
Just watering.
Maybe Ballaton can supply me with a flask or something.
No! I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
I can put it in on my little nylon suit, you know. Ooh. So, all right. Well, that sounds like fun, and this is a big deal for MS, right?
It is. Bike MS in the nation is, I think, the fifth largest bike event in the nation.
Okay.
And we raise, you know, nationally, we raise about 85 million for research programs and services through our bike event. So it is a big deal.
Okay. And how many people are you expecting to participate besides me?
Well, aren't you the most important?
Yeah, exactly.
Does any of it else matter? probably about 200 this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to know who I'm going to be riding with.
Yeah. So it's a nice group.
Okay. Okay. You've been doing a number of years, right, Suzanne? This is not the first bike MS.
This is not the first bike MS, but this will be the best.
The best. Very good. Very good. Well, MS does a lot of things. I know I've been here before. Down here at the Butchertown Market, great facility. It so happens that on this week's show, Andy Bleeden is our
really?
Other guest. So it's all of Butchertown
Market
Andy. This week.
I tell him he looks like a walking hobo, but he's like, really, he's this real estate mogul.
Yes,
I know, and he rides his bike there.
I know he does, and we can't get him to ride in our ride, so maybe you can get on him. I'm totally calling him out on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
He'll be on the show. We're calling him out. Andy, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, it's probably farther than he said. He only develops properties within a short biking distance from his house.
He
so that's
still
fine.
Gets on the bike. I don't care what he develops. He still gets on the bike.
All right. So how long is this? So I'm starting like at 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And how long is this going to take?
So, well, if you're only doing the 25, it'll only take you a couple hours. And you head back and get something to drink, hang out. And we have the route actually closes at 4:30 for those century riders. And then we have a short program. And then that's it.
It's all at the Water Tower?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You also have an opportunity to take a trolley hop and go on over and do some of the urban bourbon trail.
Oh.
So we'll take you over there.
Yeah. They'll pick you up right at the Water Tower and take you down.
Well, that sounds fun. that sounds really fun. So, well, let's talk a little bit about MS since we're here. You do a lot of other events, raise money.
So MS is the non-layman's term, I guess, is it's a disease of the central nervous system. And it can essentially affect different parts depending on where your lesions are. Some people get lesions on their spinal cord. Some people get lesions on their brain. And it can disguise itself. They call it the invisible disease. So a lot of times you won't know somebody has MS because it can affect you cognitively as well as physically.
Okay.
So depending on where those lesions are is what it affects. And there are, you know, several, there are four different types. There are two main types, I would say. Okay. There's a relapsing remitting, which is what most people have. And they're fine for a while, and then they have what's called an exacerbation. I cannot say that word for the life of me. Exacerbation.
Well, how many of the people that are affected by this?
So in our area, there hasn't been a formal survey since 1972, if you can believe that. But in our area, we believe there are about, they say there's 5,000. We believe that number is probably triple that.
Okay.
I think nationally, there's about 400,000 or 500,000. But again, we believe that number is much larger.
Okay. Okay, so now do people get treated? Is there a facility or what do people that have it? What's their life like? You tell me, Suzanne.
Well, the interesting thing about that, Rick, is that the people that I've met with MS, I think that their lives vary from person to person, and I haven't met a person that comes to me and tells me the same story mm-hmm. about what their diagnosis was like or what their day-to-day lives are like. So that's a tough question.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are treatments. 22 years ago, I believe there were none, and now we just had another one go on the market. So we have 13 now, with probably another one coming at the beginning of next year. And they're disease modifying medications. It's not a cure, but okay. We're getting closer and closer.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. So I mean, there is an MS center in Lexington. There is one here in Louisville as well. And there's lots of options that people have. And we also have the National MS Society. What we're really proud of is our MS Navigator. And it's a 1-800-FIGHT-MS. And you can ask it any question that you possibly want to know the answer to. So if you want to know if something has been FDA approved because you're on Medicaid or Medicare, they can help you answer that question.
Okay.
They can help you find yoga classes in your area for people with MS. They can help you find the best neurologist in your area. They can, you know, self-help groups, support groups, any of that stuff. So it's really great.
Well, it sounds great. Now, why the association with biking and cycling?
You know, I don't really understand why we decide to bike for people that can't have a difficult time. But I will tell you, this is how it started. In 1989, one of the chapter presidents up in Minnesota, I believe, went on a bike ride with his son, and it escalated from there. And so now we have almost 100 rides across the nation.
Okay. Well, great. Well, as you know, I've been here before. I know that both of you are fairly new. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how'd you get here?
Get where?
How'd you get into this job?
Oh.
somebody wants
okay,
to,
so,
like, be
so,
a...
So Suzanne recently came to us a couple of months ago. And she comes from a great experience. I was super excited when I saw her resume. You know, she's been doing other bike rides and other gala events, which is difficult to find a person who has that specific skill set.
Uh-huh.
I came here about 5-6 years ago, and the chapter president at the time interviewed me for another position, and I wasn't fit for that position, but she said there might be something else coming up, and so I basically pestered her.
Well, that's what we sometimes have to do to get a job, right?
And I also have a personal connection. Yeah. So my uncle that raised me has MS, and so I have that personal connection, which is again an unusual thing to have in a nonprofit. So it's really nice.
I think that you find that a lot of the people that work with the MS Society are very mission oriented, and they have an MS connection.
Yeah, well, it certainly makes sense if you're going to do this kind of work, and it's very important. I'm sure you get a lot of satisfaction, feel good about raising all this money.
Yeah, you have to love it. It is a labor of love.
And thank you once again for sticking with me through the Rusty Satellite Show. This is the 154th episode. 154 weeks in a row doing this show without a break. I'm very proud of that. Our guests this week are certainly part of among the most interesting people in the Ville. Very big thank you to Andy Bleeden and to Mary Carabella and Suzanne Thompson for appearing on the show and allowing me this platform to, you know, talk about things that I like to talk about. Anyway, I do these other podcasts during the week, the J-Town Chamber podcast and the one for called Eat, Drink, Talk. I encourage you to tune into those. We can, like, rid you of radio if you want to and just listen to our podcast all the time and all your time in the car anyway. Very easy to do and listen to. Also, our leader here, Dan Vonderheide, has started a podcast called 40-ish. It's a very interesting listen as well. So maybe you should tune into that. In this part of the show, I just want to thank my guest and my sponsors. Passport Health Plan has been with me from nearly the beginning, and iCare Institute, very happy to have them on board as a sponsor of the Rusty Satellite Show. You can check out things going on during the week at LouisvilleKY.com. My good friend Jackie Bentley is always posting good, new, interesting stories over there. And, of course, you can find about scoops and things that are going on new in the dining and drinking industry around here with Steve Coombs at EatDrinkTalk.net. So that's going to do it for this edition of the Rusty Satellite Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll be back next week with a brand new show and more of the most interesting people in the Ville.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.